Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I have with me evangelist Todd White today. And we're going to talk about the power of soul winning, because it's what we're here on the earth to do, is to spread this great news into all the world. And Todd, it's wonderful to have you with us. I was just speaking with Lou Engel, a friend of ours, just a few weeks back, and he was saying that missiologists' latest report right now is that there are only 7,000 unreached people groups left in the world, in the whole wide world, that haven't been reached yet with the gospel. Wow. So for 2,000 years, the church, empowered by the Holy Spirit, has been going out preaching the gospel to every creature. Yeah. And so we know that, of course, on the streets today, in the workplace today, there are people, even in North America, in Western nations, that haven't yet personally heard the gospel. But all these regions in the world have, except for 7,000 regions, small regions of unreached people groups. Wow. And I believe that we can reach them in this lifetime. That's because right. It's what we're commissioned to do.
That's right.
2,000 years ago, the Lord commissioned us to reach the lost. And wow, that is primarily on your heart, is to make sure everyone knows the love of God.
That's right.
So tell me about your heart for the loss, for those that don't know him, because I've seen you weep over souls, and I know that you've prayed and fasted and believe God for opportunity to reach those that don't know him.
That's right. I believe that everybody that we're in front of is an opportunity. Sometimes when we use the word evangelism, which is true, but if you look at the word evangelism, it means the good news, to preach the good news. It's good news.
Yeah.
So if we've been saved, and if we're Christians, and if we love God, the good news saved us. And so I'm one of the opportunities that I'm doing is I'm getting to do these schools of evangelism with Reinhard Bunke, and I'm doing these different schools with him, and I'm traveling, and they brought me in, and my role there is to teach lifestyle evangelism. Kingdom lifestyle evangelism, which is awesome.
Because it's what you do.
That's it. And it's all I know, because I can't be somebody else. So everywhere we go, we have the opportunity at hand to that person in front of us. I saw a plaque one time, and it says, live in such a way that those that don't know God will come to know him because they know you. And I saw that, and I went, oh, that's awesome. So I have the opportunity to, in my relationship of knowing God, that people that don't know him will come to know him because they know me.
Right.
And he lives in me. And so everybody has that opportunity. And sometimes with evangelism, we say, well, I'm not an evangelist. You know, that's not my gift. That's not my call. Well, I would ask those people, is your call like a believer? Are you a believer? So if you're a believer, you're supposed to tell the good news to all creation.
Exactly.
Right?
And actually, if we can just clarify something, in Ephesians 4, it lists the evangelist as a literal one of the fivefold ministry gifts, which actually means as an equipping gift.
That's right.
So that the whole body can evangelize.
That's right.
Right?
That's
and
right.
So that's the primary role of an evangelist. All the fivefold ministry gifts, their primary role is to equip the body.
That's right.
To perform those functions so that we can all do the works of the ministry.
That's right. And my heart is the way I believe that we can equip, let's say, give a perfect example. Let's say we're at our workplace and there are other people that are Christians there and they're kind of shy about sharing their faith and they don't know really how to bring it across. If we would see who God created us to be, then all of a sudden they would see our life. And let's say they don't know God like you know God. But they will come to know him like you know him because they know you. So even in the place of Christian brothers and sisters that are with us on trains or on planes or wherever, I've seen it many times where I would speak up and I would say something. Like yesterday I was on a plane and the lady behind me or lady beside me, I was talking to her. She wasn't a Christian and she was, you know, telling me that she doesn't believe the way I believe. And I said, well, this is what I really believe. And I shared it when she goes, wow. And she was kind of freaked out by what I was saying. And the airline attendant was walking, excuse me, walking in and through. And the airline attendant kept looking at me. And I saw her nod at me, which means that she's a Christian. She's just quiet about it.
Yeah.
Which meant that this lady that I was talking to, even though it seemed like it was just a conversation, that wasn't loud with just this one. That right there, the reality of speaking to somebody about Jesus and sharing your faith like that is actually touching way more people than you
way
think.
Way more.
And so what happens is you're living as an example and shining light in a place of darkness. And to where people that are carriers of light, but maybe have a basket on their head for some reason whatsoever. There might be ashamed to share. They see you, and it's almost like a David and he saw Goliath, and all the children, they're all sitting there, they're shaking in their armor, and David comes out, this little boy, and he looks at this giant, and he says, you defied God. He said, today you're going down. And all the army is like freaking out, like scared, like, oh, this guy's done. He's toast. He's finished. Right. And David's like, no, no, no. And this guy threatens him. And the threats were nothing to David because David knew God. So David took his stone and thumped Goliath. I love it because all of a sudden, all the people that were shaking in their armor saw what happened to the giant. David cut the head off this giant, lifts it up. And all of a sudden, all these people that were afraid see the giant's head and run, and the Philistines were done that day.
Wow.
Because somebody stepped out, somebody dared to believe the gospel, man. Somebody, and it's a picture of somebody representing and the army saying, we can do this, and running. So if we would live by example, what would happen is people around us, it's contagious.
It
love
is contagious.
Right.
It's awesome. And you can create a realm. In my book, Create Your World, we teach about how to create realms and atmospheres. And it comes from a core belief. So if you believe in your heart that you have favor with God and with man, and you're sitting on a plane sharing the gospel that you know is the truth and that it cannot fail, if that's your core belief, you're going to have the result of what you believe.
That's right.
And that's one of the ways that you create that realm. But then once you proclaim it, it engages others into it. So the realm gets larger and larger. Before you know it, you can change the whole world.
That's right.
And I think that's what, you know, men of God like Bill Johnson, for example, he's created a kingdom culture in his midst because he raised the bar. And he tells his people, don't come to church without a testimony, you know, because if Christ is living in you, then as you're out and about, you should be manifesting his goodness, his kindness, telling the good news. And so come prepared to testify.
That's right.
And then they testify and it creates this culture. So now worldwide, it started with a small group of people in his church and then it grew, filled the whole church.
Yeah.
And now it's filling the whole world,
that's awesome.
Because we can.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. So on the plane that day, we land, we hit the ground, and the lady beside me, she let me pray for her. She was so thankful. And the lady behind me, she looks at me. She goes, she tugged me on my shirt. She goes, I just want to thank you so much because I believe everything that you're saying. And this really, really, really impacted my heart. Thank you for sharing your heart.
I love it. There you go.
And then I looked at her and I said, what's going on with your wrist? She said, oh, she goes, I broke my wrist. I said, come on, let me see your wrist. So we prayed. Now we're at a frozen spot because we're on the ground.
Right.
There's no sound of the plane.
Right.
We're sitting at the gate. They're coming up. They're going to open the door. Everybody's standing up. Now everybody's silent. And everybody has to listen. And everybody has to watch the lady get healed.
God's platform.
And everybody gets to see the amen of the gospel.
God's platform. I love it. And oftentimes when that happens, when you work the one miracle, then we've seen others come and join in and they all want prayer too.
That's right.
So we've seen actual revival breakout on the streets in different places, just springboarding off of one miracle like
that.
Do you remember, Todd, the time that we went out to the streets and we were at the bus stop?
Oh, yeah.
And we were just hanging out to see what God would have. And all of a sudden, these kids came off the bus. They were coming from their school.
Yeah.
And we had a revival on the streets.
Awesome.
And you just started with one.
Yeah, it's just the one. And because it, in a lifestyle, in an evangelistic lifestyle, or I just call it normal.
Yeah.
In a normal lifestyle, when see, God's attractive. He's not repulsive. He's attractive. Love is this thing that is so contagious.
Yeah.
And when you represent God, who is love, when you represent that to people, all of a sudden people that maybe had something against the church, I've watched so many people where we're in situations like that, where people are angry at God. Can I give a testimony and share?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was in a restaurant, and we were getting a meal, and I was with my family. And I told the lady, the waitress, how much Jesus loved her and how awesome she was. And, oh, thanks, you know. And she kind of gave me attitude. And so that's okay. I don't have attitude to give her back.
We can't be afraid of those attitudes.
No
and
way.
We can't let it shut us down.
No way.
We can't let it intimidate.
No way. God's accepted me.
Amen.
So nobody can reject me.
Amen.
It's awesome. If I've been accepted by God, here's an important thing. If God accepted me, how can somebody take away what they never gave me?
See, this is important for our viewers to hear, Todd, because I think most of the body, like their enthusiasm, they want to share the gospel, but that fear of rejection and the awkwardness, it is awkward.
Yeah.
It is just plain awkward when people reject you for sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
And then you wonder, okay, what do I say now? And other people are looking on and, you know, that you feel that realm. But we have to overcome that, knowing that seed might ignite them later on or...
That's
you know,
right.
just sharing, we were obedient to God,
right.
And He will take care of that seed, and He'll take care of us too.
For me, it would be more awkward for me to stand before Jesus and see the people that I was afraid to touch, that weren't there, that I was afraid to touch. For me, it would be more awkward to see them in the wrong line the day I stand before Him. And I live with a conviction my life has been yielded to Him.
Come on.
So I would be way more awkward to stand before God and to have people that I knew that I could reach out and talk to here one day, standing before Him when it's too late. And there's not another chance. Life is short, and we don't know how long we're here, and we don't know how long they're here. So it's important that we would represent Him.
You know, that word is an important word for everyone, because we need to live with eternity in our hearts.
That's right.
Because that one moment where we were feeling awkward and didn't, because of the fear of maybe past experiences, didn't obey the prompting of the Lord's love to reach another one, that could cost them their eternal future.
That's
and
right.
Talk about awkwardness on the day when you see that is like, that is terror, actually.
That's right.
That's difficult. You know what, Todd? I want to play for our viewers that day at the bus stop. I just have such fond memories out there with you when that whole group of kids was so touched by the Lord. And it was like, we just started with one or two. And before we knew it, there was a whole group around us. And we don't have this part on film, but remember the guy from across the street?
Yeah.
And he was
angry.
He was so angry because a demon had got a hold of him.
Screamed.
And then he goes charging across the street. He's screaming, going across the street. And all of a sudden, the love of God captured him, and he just melts and fell into your arms.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was so awesome. But we're going to just show our viewers. Let's just go to a clip now. You're going to love this. It was just hanging out on the streets with intentionality. We intentionally went out to boast on Jesus' love out there in the streets. Watch what happened.
Okay. Do you have anything physically that gives you any trouble? At all?
Bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So is it hurt right now, like when you're moving around?
A little bit.
So, like, if God healed it, you'd know right away?
Okay.
Dude, God will take that from you right now.
Yeah, come on.
I'm
he
so
loves
serious,
you
man.
Guys so much.
Come on, man. Let us pray for you. Come on. What's it? Look, you guys believe already.
Yeah.
I'm
right on, man. But this is, like, totally amazing because we're outside of the church and God's still going to heal you.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that good? You're having a hard time getting this. Like, you're like, I see your head going, what? It's good, man. It's what
this
we're all
is
called
like
to.
God set up an appointment with you today.
It'll be good, man. It'll be real good. Okay, let me see your hand. What's your name?
DeAndre.
DeAndre.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre, you're amazing, man. You are. You have amazing purpose, dude. You're amazing. Father, I thank you for DeAndre in Jesus' name. Back, I command you right now in Jesus' name. Let him go. Every bit of pain, let him go. Every muscle, every tendon. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Every disc right now. Let him go. Man, I'm hearing this. You get back pain all the time. You get a constant. It's a constant.
Yeah.
Man, sit. Take your backpack away from your back and sit back the whole way. I've got to see something because I'm hearing the same thing.
Let me see your feet. Okay. It's the same thing. I want you to look and see. Come down here. You want to see this from this angle. Come down here and tell me which leg is short. Come here. Let's throw in your back out. Wait. The left one, right? It's at least an inch short, right?
Yeah. Because I broke it.
You broke it, and they put it back together, and they didn't put all the pieces back.
Yeah, I broke it.
You ready to get a piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch. Daddy, thank you. In Jesus' name. Left leg, I command you grow. Right now, in Jesus' name.
I felt it. I felt it. I felt it, bro. It was growing. Yeah, I felt it.
What'd you feel?
I felt the movement. I felt the movement.
Right in here.
I felt the movement.
Where did you break it? Right in here?
No, I broke my ankle. I broke my feeling.
Wow.
Right on. So it was coming right out, dude. Isn't that cool? That is amazing,
and
dude.
Now check the back.
Yeah, check your back. Stand up and check your back. It's done.
How'd you do that?
Oh, it's done. Here's what I did. I just prayed in Jesus' name, and Jesus healed him right now. Yeah. Like, do you get? He's actually flowing through me, through the Holy Spirit. I'm no healer, but the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. It's good. It's good, man. It's good. Come on, man. Is your back good?
Yeah.
Completely good.
Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will inspire you to touch the world around you. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness, and you'll also receive God on the Streets, a DVD featuring miraculous street encounters for $20. Call 866-980-5464, television offer 308. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation. Well, Todd, I got so enthusiastic about everything that God was doing, I forgot to ask you to finish the story about the woman in the restaurant. So tell us what happened.
So we were in a Texas Roadhouse, and this lady came up. I told her about Jesus, and she's kind of walked away. And then I'm with my family, and our food didn't come. And then the people sat down next to us, and they ordered their food, and their food came. And then they were almost done their meal, and our food still didn't come. So I said, I knew what was going on. She had an attitude about, like, Jesus. And that's okay, because Jesus doesn't have an attitude about her.
Right.
And so she came back by the table, and my wife said to her, she said, is our food ready yet? And the lady said, oh, let me go check. And she went, and she brought another person out that was another waiter that was an adamant atheist. And he's back there. They're back there in the kitchen talking about this and that and how, like, this hypocrite guy's at the table. They don't even know who I am. And I'm glad that they would call me a hypocrite, because it gives me a chance to show them that I'm really not, and that God's bigger than what they think. So he came to the table, and I said, man, I said, you were back there. I said, you don't believe in Jesus? He goes, no. He goes, I don't believe. I said, man, I said, you know what's crazy? I said, you have a problem in your back and a problem in your right knee. I said, the right knee came from a sports injury. I said, it's never healed. And he goes, yeah. I go, well, how do you think I know that, man? He goes, well, I don't know. Lucky guess. I said, well, try to lucky guess this. I said, I know that you don't believe, and that's okay. And I'm not asking you to believe what I believe, but I'm asking you to hold still and let me pray for you. Let's find out what's real. And he just looked at me, and the other waitress that has an attitude is there, and he's there. And I said, come on. Jesus is going to heal you, man. The one you don't believe in, because he lives in me and he loves you. So I prayed for him. His back gets healed. His knee gets healed. And he looks at me and he goes, this can't happen. And I said, but sir, it did happen. And then another waitress comes over. And she says, what's going on? And he said, this guy just prayed for me and healed my knee and my back. I said, listen, I said, I'm not a healer, but he lives in me, man. I said, so the one that you don't believe in lives in me. I said, what do you say to that? He goes, this is, and he started to swear and started to say some things. I said, man, I said, isn't it amazing that in God's mercy, he would love you even when you hate him? Even when you're angry at him, that he loves you. I said, that's how it is. And I got to share my testimony with him. Then the waitress felt bad. She went back, got our food, brought our food out. It's cold because it'd been sitting back there. And I said, thank you so much. You're doing such a good job. She gives us our food and we eat our meal. And we get done and the waiter comes over. And then the other guy comes over, which was the manager. The other was angry. And I said, man, I said, what do you think? He goes, dude, he goes, you totally opened my eyes, man. This is real. I said, it's God, man. I said, man, when you're all alone, when you're by yourself tonight, I said, just ask God to reveal himself to you. Jesus is real. He goes, well, actually, I got hurt when I was younger, and that's what it was out of.
Of course.
So he wasn't. If most people that say
most
they're atheists
people, exactly.
are just angry at God because of the misrepresentation of who God is in people, and they allow people to let them down when God would never let us down. And so our bill came, and we paid our bill, and I violently and excessively blessed my waitress. and that actually hit her heart so much. I gave it to her and closed the book, gave it to her. She walks in the back. She comes back out. She goes, sir. She goes, what are you doing? She goes, you must have made a mistake. I said, no, I didn't make a mistake, honey. God loves you. See, grace isn't something that you deserve. Grace is something that's given to you by God.
That's awesome.
Because he loves you. And she
said,
this has changed my day, has changed my world. And she just... I've seen so many just melt in their anger and in their frustration because the love of God captures their heart and they can't get away.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a great tool for evangelism.
Yep.
Is you talk to people about Jesus, you love on them, and then you bless them no matter how they treat you. Because if you allow how they treat you to determine how you bless them, then you're a representation of God. So they'll look at God and say, yep, just the same thing I've always believed. Mm-hmm. And it's time that we change the view and take the spirit of ugly off the bride.
Come on.
So that God can be represented in this lost and dying
Come
world
on.
That needs the love of God, that needs a Savior. And you know what? To somebody, you're the only Jesus that they know. That doesn't mean that I say I'm Jesus. That just means that I'm a Christian. And my Bible in Ephesians 5 says, therefore be imitators of God. So I get to walk and live and imitate and love. And I get to love like God loves. And one of the things that God did was God so loved the world that he gave. So what does love do? Love doesn't hold back when people mistreat him. Love just gives.
Right.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, that's where God so loved the world that he gave. So if I'm going to represent God, I need to be an extravagant giver.
I know, because he is an extravagant giver.
Extravagant.
He is extravagantly giving all the time. When you were sharing the story about the woman in the restaurant getting blessed with the tip, we've seen it also. I remember one night our team was out having, you know, just some fun and going to a movie, and we were having some treats in the restaurant. And we blessed our waitress, like we went around and I'll put in a pot some money to bless her with. She was going through a hard time and we'd already prophesied over her. And we blessed her with $400. And she was shocked, saying the same thing. There must be a mistake.
That's
Said,
awesome.
No, that's for you. But the thing is, what it did is not only bless her, but everyone she was working with also saw what had happened. And so it became the talk of the restaurant,
awesome.
Of what God did for her. So to this day, years later, she still works in the same restaurant. So I go in there, I see her. She walks with God now. Her and her husband came out to our meeting
awesome.
That night. And people in that restaurant who still work there that were there that night still remember it. It's the remembrance. Goodness brings remembrance. It's awesome.
It
That's what evangelism is spreading good news around.
That's right.
And for some, good news is having their needs met. They were in a financial crunch, and that was a sign from God for them.
That's
in that
right.
particular story I just shared, that he was going to look after their needs.
That's right. It's an opportunity that we have, and every person that we encounter, we get to give them Jesus. You know, I love this. I love that mercy woke me up today. and that God gave me one more day to manifest him and not myself.
Amen.
He gave me the opportunity. He put breath in my lungs so that I could represent him.
Amen.
And so everywhere we go, we can represent him properly. We can give, be extravagant givers. We can love, and we don't have to hold stuff against people. And we can actually give them something that they've never seen. Jesus said to the disciples, after he breathed on them, when they came into the room, they were all hiding in fear. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And he says, whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven, and whosoever you retain are retained. And that's a powerful place right there. And so I asked God, I said, God, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean to me? And I know what it says. I want to know, because I want a revelation from my Father. And he gave me this fresh bread. And he said, Todd, you represent me. So if you walk in a place of forgiveness, they'll know that I'm a God of forgiveness. But if you walk in a place of bitterness, they'll think that I'm a God of bitterness. So we get to represent him fully.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was just an amazing revelation that he's given me a short window of opportunity on this earth to represent his name and to bring him glory in everything we do and say.
It's awesome, Todd. Thank you so much for being with us on today's program. You know, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. But he loves the whole world out there, too, with that same love. And we want to help you come into the fullness of what you were called to be and to do, and that's to express his love. In my book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, I share all kinds of different ways that God uses to reach the lost, to bring his light into the darkness through prophetic and power and presence evangelism. And we also have for you a DVD of Todd White that is full of just street shots and encounters with God, and where you can just see it and let it get all over you, because you were created for empowerment. You were created for love. You're becoming more like Jesus. It means you're becoming love. Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will inspire you to touch the world around you. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness, and you'll also receive God on the Streets, a DVD featuring miraculous street encounters for $20. Call 866-980-5464, television offer 308. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love?
The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.